The Southeastern LSA Tour is a hit. Philatus reports 2010 produced record revenue. And Barbados drops to Category 2 in aviation safety. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, April 14th, 2011. The FAA has announced this week that Barbados does not comply with safety standards set by the International Civil Aviation Organization based on an assessment of Barbados Civil Aviation Authority. As a result, the FAA has assigned Barbados an International Aviation Safety Assessment Category 2 rating, which means that nation's air carriers cannot establish new service to the U.S. The Civil Aviation Authority of Barbados is currently conducting certification on an air carrier with the goal of serving the United States. Countries with air carriers that fly to the U.S. must adhere to the safety standards of ICAO, the United Nations Technical Agency for Aviation that establishes standards and practices for aircraft operations and maintenance. 2010 turned out to be another year of new records for Pilatus Aircraft. The company says it generated the highest ever sales revenue and operating income and delivered its 1,000th PC-12 in the middle of the year. Sales are reported at a record $759 million, and operating income of $97 million is an all-time best for the company. Both figures are up by more than 11% over 2009. Pilatus says it also invested $54 million in research and development. But both incoming orders and orders in hand have fallen substantially over the past 2 years. That's partly compared to an exceptionally large order for the PC-21 placed by United Arab Emirates Air Force and Air Defense in November of 2009. That was the biggest order ever accepted in the history of Pilatus, so everything else since looks a little pale. Employees again received the maximum individual profit-sharing bonus of about 150% of a monthly salary. The number of full-time equivalents rose by just under 5% during the past year to 1,395. Further workforce growth is planned for the current year to meet the development requirements for a new aircraft to be launched in the general aviation sector, the PC-24. More information about that aircraft will be released publicly next year. The public turned out in good numbers for free airplane rides and a look at what LSA Flying has to offer during an event at Greenville Downtown Airport in South Carolina last week. That's according to Mint Air General Manager Alex Park. The LSA tour landed in Greenville on Thursday, along with reps for Flight Design, Cub Crafters, Sport Air USA, Legend Cub, Remos, Jabiru, and Rands Aircraft. Park commented, quote, "Sport pilot licenses and light sport aircraft are very new to Greenville, so many people came out to learn about them. The LSA tour was designed to help introduce people to the sport pilot revolution," unquote. The LSA Southeast tour also visited Savannah, Williamston, and Atlanta, Georgia. Up next on ANN, composite rotor blades are coming for the MD-500. An Elbit subsidiary wins a defense contract from Embraer. And the Juno spacecraft arrives at Kennedy for testing. You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through control. Cirrus has completely reinvented the personal aircraft and the entire experience of owning a personal aircraft. It's a bold new take on private aviation that we call Cirrus Flying 2.0. You set the schedule. You chart the course. You're in control.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for April 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Rotor blade manufacturer VHA, Van Horn Aviation, reports it has successfully completed a series of ground and flight tests of its composite main rotor blades for the MD-500 helicopter. A four-hour test session was conducted at the MD helicopter's facility in Mesa, Arizona, using an MD-530F test aircraft. VHA President James Van Horn says the April 7th test flight featured the first commercially developed composite main rotor blades flown on the MD-500 series since the aircraft was first introduced as the Hughes 369 in 1963. Van Horn explains, quote, "Our goals include increasing the helicopter's internal gross weight and nearly tripling the blade life limit, while also decreasing aircraft fuel burn rates, overall aircraft noise, and direct operating costs," unquote. The blade tested was built with prototype tooling. Over the next few weeks, VHA personnel will design and build the production tooling required to manufacture conformed blades for FAA certification testing, which is expected in the third quarter of this year. The Brazilian subsidiary of Elbit Systems, AEL Sistemas, says it has been awarded a follow-on contract from Embraer Defense and Security for the upgrade of 11 F-5 aircraft. AEL is the main subcontractor to Embraer Defense and Security, the prime contractor for the project. The contract is worth $85 million through 2013. The upgrade contract includes engineering services and the delivery of all system equipment, including the mission computer, display systems, radar, ammunition management system, and other avionics products. In addition, as part of its contract, AEL will supply a flight simulator, spares, and ground support equipment. Lockheed Martin shipped NASA's Juno spacecraft to Kennedy Space Center last week. The vehicle will undergo 4 months of testing and processing in preparation for its launch on a United Launch Alliance Atlas V in early August. During the past year, the spacecraft was assembled and tested at Lockheed Martin Space Systems near Denver, Colorado. Juno is the second of NASA's New Frontiers missions. It's scheduled to arrive at the planet Jupiter in July of 2016, where it will spend a little more than a year orbiting over the poles of the gas giant while studying the planet's origins, structure, atmosphere, and magnetosphere. The 3,600-pound spacecraft was transported on an Air Force C-17 Globemaster III transport plane in an environmentally controlled container. The Italian Space Agency is contributing an infrared spectrometer and a portion of the radio science experiment to the mission. Still ahead, Virgin Galactic has the Help Wanted sign out for astronauts. Piper's Altair mock-up is out on tour. And the Boy Scouts now offer a robotics merit badge. You're listening to Aero News.
Piper Jet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, April 14th. I'm Paul Plack. Virgin Galactic has released the basic job description for applicants interested in becoming pilot astronauts. Responsibilities include the White Knight 2 and Spaceship 2 spaceflight system test program in accordance with government regulations and company policies in Mojave, California, and Virgin Galactic's commercial operations at Spaceport America in New Mexico. Qualified candidates are full course graduates of a recognized test pilot school who are broadly experienced with both high-performance fast jet type airplanes and large multi-engine types. Prior spaceflight experience is desirable. That last qualification, I suspect, has some of NASA's astronaut corps polishing their resumes about now. If you can't make it to NBAA or other big trade shows and have an interest in Piper's Altair Very Light Business Jet, not to worry. A mock-up is on a tour of airports around North America. The next stop is tomorrow near Westminster, Maryland at SkyTech Incorporated on the Carroll County Regional Airport. Then it's on to Columbia Aircraft Sales at Westchester County, New York, the Groton New London Airport, and Marshfield Airport in Bedford, Massachusetts. There are more stops in May and June. By the end of the year, the mock-up will have been on display in 16 states and Canada. At the same time, Piper says it's committed 175 engineering personnel to its jet program. First production parts for the first of four conforming articles have been produced, and the company is on schedule for first flight of conforming articles in 2012. If you'd like more details on the mock-up's tour schedule, you'll find them in one of the rotating news stories featured on the main page at Piper.com. And finally today, Boy Scouts now have the opportunity to work with NASA and other technology professionals to design, build, and demonstrate a robot to earn the new Robotics Merit Badge. NASA and BSA developed the badge because of the wide-reaching impact of robotics and its role in science, technology, engineering, and math, also known as the STEM careers. The badge is now part of the BSA's new curriculum and will help young men develop critical skills relevant and needed in today's competitive world. The new merit badge is one of 31 STEM-related merit badges. Scouts will have access to engineering software and work with professional mentors worldwide to earn the badge. The badge involved about 14 months of development and input from 13 organizations and more than 150 BSA youth members and leaders and industry professionals from across the nation. To earn the Robotics Merit Badge, a scout is required to understand how robots move, sense the environment, and understand how to perform an operation. Scouts will spend about 14 hours meeting the requirements, including designing a robot and demonstrating how it works. BSA anticipates more than 10,000 Robotics Merit Badges will be earned in the first year. For a kid who can build a robot, bait a hook, and cook dinner in a Dutch oven, life's possibilities are endless. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Garmin's Jim Alpizer about the introduction of the new GTN 650 and 750, which will soon replace the venerable GNS 430 and 530. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.